Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with musician Brooks West.
The $9.99 that you pay, I think I see $6.37. So that's really great. You know, iTunes takes their, you know, $3.63. And I get the rest. And it's great because I don't provide a physical product at that point. And they do provide a great service. And you do get a fair chunk of the money. You can order physical copies at cdbaby.com/Brooks West. And they manage all that kind of thing. And they also help put your music out to other streaming services and other download services. So downloads are good. Streams don't really make that much money. But still, excuse me, I've got a little cold here. Selling physical CDs at shows is where I make most of my money. You know, when people come to a show and they see the show and they enjoy the music, then they can buy the CD right there. And people still do like to buy CDs. But still, people still listen a lot on their phone. I've had people at shows that will go right to iTunes on their phone and will download the record at the show, and then they can listen to it on their phone through their Bluetooth on their car stereo on the way home. So people do buy CDs, but there's still a lot of downloads that happen.
How about T-shirts or keychains or anything like that?
T-shirts are great. I did T-shirts last year when the record came out. The only downside to T-shirts and keychains and koozies and 12-inch record albums and flash waters and all that kind of stuff is that when you're driving around, it takes up a lot of space. You know, so you do have to have some inventory. So I usually do order a couple of T-shirts before I go out, maybe have 50 or 60 T-shirts with me. I might do some zip-ups this year, some hoodies, because I do like a zip-up hoodie. But, you know, you still kind of have to guess a little bit. You don't want to order, like, you know, you don't want to order $1,000 worth of T-shirts and then have all the wrong sizes. And you don't want to carry around, you know, 8 totes of T-shirts with you all summer long in your minivan. But, you know, if you're careful, you can kind of guess and order and get some shirts going there and, you know, make a little money off of those. But T-shirts are just nice because they're an advertising tool. You know, you get people out there wearing your T-shirt and they walk around and they're like, oh, who's Brooks West? You know, they're like, what's that? And then, you know, people spread the word through mouth about your band, and, you know, people see that and they become familiar with it, especially a place like Fargo, or when I go back to Harrisburg, and those are places that I go back to a lot, then people, you get a couple more people out at every show just because of the advertising quality of a T-shirt. So those are nice. Just kind of a drag to carry them around.
So what's on tap for this summer now? You've got some tours you're going to be happening. I imagine you're going to head to Fargo. You're going to head to Harrisburg. You got any other places you're going to be heading to?
I'm going to swing through Chicago and Minneapolis and Duluth. I try to go up to Duluth every summer. I try to go to Minneapolis every summer. Over the years, I feel like I've just got so many friends in those places. It's wonderful to go up and see all those people and to kind of retouch some of those old connections. And I just love it. You know, especially they're both so beautiful in the summertime with the lakes and all of that kind of stuff. I just love it. I'm playing at Beaner's Central, which is a great little coffee shop and bar music. It's a music centered place. I'll be there in late June. Same with a brand new place in Minneapolis called the Warming House. And that's an artist owned listening room in Minneapolis. I think it seats about 50 people, and that's always it's always fun to visit Minneapolis. But my friend Brianna Lane and her partner Greg Neese have started that place. So I'm excited to play there for the first time. It'll be great to see them. So Minneapolis, Duluth. I'm looking for a place in Chicago right now. So I haven't booked anything in Chicago, but I know I'm going to be stopping there. So we'll see what comes as far as dates. But and then getting back to Harrisburg. I think I've got 3 shows there, 2 in Harrisburg and 1 in Gettysburg. So that'll be nice to get back there too. I lived there for 7 years, so it's always nice to see old friends and co-workers and people that used to come out to shows and, touch base there, too.
That must be kind of fun if you're on the road and you decide you're going to stay a few extra nights. All you got to do is really work the phones for a little bit, don't you? Try to get maybe a bar or a coffee shop or something to, you know, at least cover your hotel expenses if you guys want to stay on the road. I mean, you know, it's kind of overtime, so you got a little negotiating power. Do you guys ever do that?
Oh, sure. You know, the network is pretty good. So, you know, if I talk to my friends who are singer-songwriters who play in Chicago a lot, you know, I can call Josh Hardy and I can ask him, you know, where's a good place in Chicago? Is there a good gig that I can get in Chicago or someplace where people will be into my music? You know, he's always good for a couple phone numbers. There's lots of people like that that I've just met over the years. I can just give them a jingle and ask them, where's a good place? So it's not too hard to pick up. And if you've got a fairly decent reputation, you got a good website, you got a nice CD, people are usually pretty happy to have you.
All right.
Not too bad. It really is just a couple phone calls, a couple of emails. And if you've got a good reputation and a couple friends, you can get shows pretty easily.
To listen to the full-length interview with musician, singer-songwriter Brooks West, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
And freedom at my selfish solitude provides, and I'd hate to think that I'd become a stranger.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Every step I take falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. Take a job, find a wife, and finally settle down. But right now I'm addicted.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Where my heart still resides, where the nighttime lights earth and line on the horizon. Under the soft red glow of a wintertime city clouds.
The candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guest and interview, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. We'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, please visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and from the staff here at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we're asking you to be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks.
Front porch stand, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Tired of those empty recruiting promises that some companies make? Then apply today at Rockpile Energy Services. Known for their dedication to employees and their families, Rockpile knows that people are their biggest asset. All positions are on a 14-on and 7-off schedule and include a complete benefit package, housing allowance. Visit rockpileenergy.com for a complete listing of their open positions. Apply online or send your resume to careers@rockpileenergy.com. Find your future today at Rockpile Energy, an equal opportunity employer.